Welcome to Sochcast Spotlight, where we talk to prolific and avid Sochcasters who have made their mark in the audio entertainment world. Learn from the journeys of the brightest minds in the Sochcast community. Tune in for advice, tips, and more.
Hey Sochcasters, happy Wednesday. This is with another close Sochcaster of ours. We wanted to focus again, getting to know our Sochcasters beyond the shows. This is with Faukia. Faukia is the host of Aao Sune. This is a Sochcast exclusive. I'll be inviting her right now. So if you have any questions, you want to know more about Urdu, poetry, dive in, hop on. Welcome to Sochcast. Thank you so much for coming for this live. This is going to be interactive. Wanted the Sochcasters to know you beyond your show. Tell us about yourself for the people that are tuning in.
Thank you so much, Priyanka. It's great to be here. So about myself, it's a difficult question. I am Faukia Wajid. I am from Bangalore. I've studied in Jamia Millia Islamia. I love storytelling. I love stories. I love the power of communicating your emotions so deeply through stories, through poetry, through literature. And I have been doing work around this with respect to television, film, story writing, podcasting, and all of that. So Sochcast has given me an amazing platform to pick those stories that inspire me and actually share it with the world. So that's about it.
I'm so happy. How do you select your episodes? We have finished 5 episodes as of now. What do you have coming up next? Like, how do you choose what's, you know, going to be the next episode?
Okay. So I really feel, you know, selecting stories has been the most difficult part of the entire my podcasting journey.
You have credibility because I stalked you and saw how many Audible shows you love and how much you do. So please continue. I just wanted to give you some.
Wonderful. I couldn't hear you basically. There's just some glitch, I believe.
Not a problem. When I went on your Instagram, I saw how on Audible, you know, how you used to share screenshots of your favorite story. That got me thinking, what inspired you with your episode?
Alright, that's amazing. So, see, I really feel audio as a platform has a deep connection with me. I've always connected with audio because, you know, while I'm working at home or doing something or just dancing, listening to a podcast, listening to an audio show or a book is very, very convenient. And I've been close and attached to this from a long time. And Audible made it all the more easier. So when I sort of got in touch with my classmate from Jamia Millia Islamia, Garima, who's the founder of Sochcast, and we spoke about, you know, the inception of this show, Aao Sune, it really sort of kicked my this old hidden passion to do something in the audio platform. Okay, and Sochcast was the door opening for me into this world of, you know, podcasting, Sochcasting, to sort of thing. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity in this entire world. So coming back to the question of how I select stories, this is the most difficult part of podcasting, in my opinion. Because, you know, every episode is like a chance for you to open that little window into people's life. Okay. And it is very important that you give the right information, the best stories that you could possibly get. So what I do is, my entire intention is to give people a little hatke, disruptive, challenging stories. Because there is like a whole platter of stories available, new writers have written, old writers have written, especially in Urdu literature. Short story writing has been there, especially from the beginning of the 20th century. And there have been amazing stories. So which one do I pick to actually, you know, read it out to people, to my beloved audience, is the biggest challenge. So what I do is I go through, for each episode, I sort of read or listen to more than 20 stories. I go through several stories written by so many writers, and you know, I'm very like a weird person in that sense, very critical of every story that comes in front of me.
And I want, it's like a lengthy process, but in the end it actually pays off because the quality, the intent, like you mentioned, this is something that I want them
exactly. To look back with. Exactly, yeah. So that's how it is.
What inspired you for the show name? I always love asking each Sushka after what inspired for the name.
So my intention was to just keep it simple. Okay. So our Sunne is literally what you do. Okay. So we come together and listen to stories. And that's about it. So I didn't want to go very high-fi and give them a very difficult name that people wouldn't understand. And also introducing people, introducing Urdu to people is a little sort of a challenging task. I want to keep it as simple as possible so that people connect faster.
I remember when we were speaking on the phone, you know, you want to educate your listener. You know, so
right.
You chose to, you know, go with the language Urdu and how much of passion you have for this. How important is the history behind this? You know, people who don't know you, you know, that want to know why have you started this show really, you know, the real purpose of it.
So the this is a very important question in my opinion, because you know, being from like in this generation and being from like an English medium school and doing all of it from the state language and being a South Indian as well, Urdu was a little far away thought. But what kept me interested in Urdu is because I come from a family of Urdu writers. So my mother was a writer, she's written around 7 books in Urdu, and my grandmother was a writer and she's written like beautiful stories and beautiful literature in Urdu. And all my childhood I've actually spent going to literary gatherings where I meet a lot of Urdu writers, so especially in Bangalore. So being connected, this was my childhood, and I've been always connected with the community of Urdu writers. Although I wasn't like a writer in Urdu and my education wasn't in this medium, but I always wanted to get closer to it. So what I did is, after my mother passed away, I started reading a lot of Urdu, okay? And, you know, these audio platforms have helped me a lot to go through this deep Urdu literature and all the names that my mother sort of mentioned when we were children. So one thing that I really remember and sort of inspires me, the way my mom sort of put us into the world of Urdu, is every night we went walking, and while we were walking, she would make us memorize sher, like a Urdu couplet. So अभी भी मुझे याद है कि कैसे बचपन में, जैसे बिल्कुल एक सेकेंड थर्ड स्टैंडर्ड में, मैंने शेर व शायरी में इंटरेस्ट दिखाया था. तो जैसे एक शेर था, ये बहुत अच्छा शेर है, जैसे याद माजी अजाब है यारब, याद माजी अजाब है यारब, छीन ले मुझसे हाफिजा मेरा. सो दिस वॉज रिटन बाई अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पोएट कॉल्ड अख्तर अंसारी. So this is one of the first shair that my mom got me to memorize, and after that I have memorized so many other shairs by Iqbal, Allama Iqbal, Bahadur Shah Zafar, beautiful ones like Umre Daraz Maang Ke Laaye The Char Din, Umre Daraz Maang Ke Laaye The Char Din, Do Aarzoo Mein Kat Gaye Do Intezaar Mein. So although I haven't been into reading and learning Urdu, my interest has always gone wild. So especially in the last 4 to 5 years, I have really sort of done a lot of research in Urdu, and that's what helps me in picking up stories for the show.
You know, it's so personal for you, but you're also very qualified, you know, so we need creators like you actually plunging in and taking that leverage of audience. So, you know, thank you for even doing this, because I know you have a lot of certain things that you do, and Sochcast is a place that helps you on the weekend. But I love one thing about you, it's the passion. You show so much of passion with each episode from the very beginning. That is one thing that I've noticed about you.
Thanks a lot. And one thing that I have learned with the whole thing in Sochcast is the community in Sochcast is just beautiful. I mean, the whole organically you support each Sochcaster, you love each Sochcaster, you sort of let them grow, okay? And you don't think each one is a pandit in their own field. Not everybody has to be a technically sound person. So the way you sort of help and support them to become a better podcaster is just amazing. The community vibe that we get, that I get, is just beautiful. And that's also something that keeps me motivated. You know, when I see someone else doing something beautiful, I go through their episode and see what best I can do in a very healthy way.
It's a great support system to be a part of. You know, for us, when we started this app, we really wanted to emphasize on community. So when you mentioned that, you actually got the right essence of what we actually wanted to execute. I'm so happy.
Right. Beautiful. So I also remember the conversation where, you know, with Garima, we just spoke about coming up with an Urdu podcast, and that was a little new because there are not many categories available on different platforms. So as much as I know, there's only Ghana and a few more that give you Urdu category, which is a sad thing. But there are so many platforms that don't give you. But Urdu is a very prominent language and all over the world.
Because right now, I think since lockdown, audio has just increased. The consumption, like you mentioned, the accessibility. Now, I think this year, especially, the regional categories have gone even higher. And
right.
Of course, you know, doing Urdu, I love how you mentioned how some platforms do have it. But I do feel that maybe by end of this year, in the coming few years, that there will be a higher reach and more discovery. Because for us,
I hope so.
We will see a few dominant regional languages there, unfortunately, like Tamil, Telugu. But I do see more people taking that chance of, this is my language, I'm very proud about this, I love my community, I want to take this up. Which you've done.
Right.
So we are going to get more creators like you, but I'm so happy that you mentioned this because a lot of creators face this.
I'm sure. Yeah. And this is all the, and that's exactly why doing a podcast in Urdu is all the more important for me. Right? Giving, making content in a language that is not widely available. Even if there are amazing writers, even if there is extraordinary literature made in Urdu, why don't we have categories? And that's why we probably need to support content in this language.
Yeah, one thing I feel you don't even understand what you're doing with your show is so indirect, is that you are actually giving more awareness to these writers. You know, you're bridging that technical gap. You know, so that is one thing that I find very important when people say, why should I start a show? What's the purpose? Who would want to hear me? You don't even know how you've started a community. So you've started that journey for yourself also right now.
Right. And I also like to mention something important. That is, I've learned a lot about Urdu literature in the journey of doing this. Okay, a lot of preconceived notions have sort of, you know, those bubbles have been burst because of doing this. You know, I got to know how short story writing emerged in Urdu literature and how it was so highly influenced by Western literature. Like Edgar Allan Poe was one of the first short story writers in English. And so he's influenced Urdu writers to start Urdu short stories. Earlier we had novels and dastans. So Dastan Goi is a very well-known, performance art. So after that, in the beginning of the 20th century, there was a person called Yeldram. So he started writing, short stories. And then we have Premchand. He's considered to be one of the finest short story writers. And then we have Manto and Ismat Chughtai. And these are disruptive short story writers. These are my favorites. You know, speaking the truth, you know, not trying to, sugar wash the whole thing. Speaking the truth, what's around them, giving them the raw reality. And that's why these two, especially Manto and Chughtai, are very controversial writers as such. So I remember reading once that 1942 May, these two writers had written two stories. So Manto had written Boo, Nami Ek Kahani, or Chughtai had written Lihaf. And these both were highly controversial. So just imagine a language that is considered like, you know, in a cornered in today's India, in because of politics and all of that, actually touched upon subjects like lesbianism and raw love and all of that in 1942.
So
far-fetched, and it was just so progressive in that age itself, even before independence. And in the British zamana, they actually were called and asked. There was a court hearing, and they did not budge, and they were like, "I'm not going to apologize for what I've written." And finally, they won their cases. They won the whole thing. So what I mean by mentioning this incident is how Urdu as a language has always been like a language of progressive writers. You know, there has been extraordinary progressive content, and we, because of the political turmoil in the past few years, we've just forgotten and sort of cornered Urdu as like a community ki language. But it is like a language of everyone. We have Premchand writing extraordinary content in Urdu.
I would love to see more discussions like this from you. I know our show is in Urdu, but it would be lovely to see more live sessions where you're educating us, your listeners, about such stories, because it's interesting. know, there's no gap with language. I mean, people can come good. But I remember when I spoke to you, I said, you can do any language. But anyway, doing the editing production for you, you know. So I wanted to know that, would that encourage you more, which that did. Which was a beautiful example to give to creators.
Right. And I also like the setup. Could you please repeat?
Wanted to know, did you, of course, have experience with editing production before? You know, like, was this the first podcast you've done?
Okay. So, I'm a pass out of Jamia Millia Islamia, as I said. And I have done my mass communication. And I have done radio production. I have my little bit of experience in editing and all of that. But that was a very long time ago. So, I haven't kept in touch with editing as such. But that's not my day. I have kept a little bit, doing video production. Because that's what I do even now. But my forte is in the pre-production. The concept, the ideation, the writing part of it. So, the whole idea is that Sochcast is you. Exactly. And what I love about Sochcast is you need to focus on content as a Sochcaster. You don't have to focus on, you know, editing it and producing it. Because the you people do it. Sochcast does it for us. Okay. So, and that is how, you know, content sort of becomes better by every episode. Because you don't have to learn something that you're not, that's not, which is not your forte. Alright, it's great if you learn, it's great if you edit.
You hit the nail with that example that, like, you know, we want you to create. Right. Like, focus on creating, focus on the content. Because a lot of people are scrambling, doing so much multitasking. Like, okay, like, am I actually solving a problem? You know, so you are wanting to understand and you have that professional experience, but you also understand that you may not have time to do it, which a lot of creators also face. I face the same
problem. Right. And also, this is going to encourage a lot of people to come up with their podcast. If this is so, if all you need to do is just work on your episodes and send the file to Sochcast, then a lot more people will be inspired to do the same. And we'll have a lot of content creators doing it. So this is going to be great for listeners overall.
Only, you know, for listeners that are tuning in and are just like you, love the same genre and want to start, one, an Urdu show, two, in the same, you know, category, how would you, what some tips you would share with them?
That's a beautiful question. So, first of all, you need to have this passion for if you're doing it in Urdu, and whatever subject that is, I'll just say it in general, you'll have to have the passion to do it, passion to research. That's extremely important, because there are a lot of people who are sort of better than you, maybe, or who have more knowledge than you in the field, and why would they tune into your podcast?
Be open to learn.
Exactly. In terms of knowledge, I mean, so I'm not like an Urdu graduate, you know, so to say, who has gone deep and dived into the literature by itself.
But
I need to be open to learning.
You can share your first-hand experience that, see, this is what I used to do professionally, this is what I do from a fashion standpoint, this is
exactly. Yeah, so in a nutshell, be open to research, open to learning, and in every phase of life, if there's something you learn about the subject, about Urdu or about this category, keep start having conversations with people. That's another point that I would say. So the moment you have a conversation with people who are interested in the same category of your podcast, a lot of knowledge is going to you're going to gain. And then third, most important, be consistent. Love what you do. And if you are supposed to record, just do it. Do it. Do not procrastinate. Be consistent.
I love it. You know, like, be consistent.
Yeah, that's the key. Yeah, that's about it. So just pull up your, you know, socks and actually do it. There's no magic to this. Bhai, ab haath bandh lo, bas karo. Karna hi kaam hai. Agar aapko podcast banana hai, to you must just go ahead and do it. As simple as that. And especially when you have a beautiful community, then there's no stopping. I think we definitely can go ahead and do it. And one important thing that I observed,
you know, over the last few months, it's been expanding more, and I see us as a community getting closer. And that is something that I'm encouraging our Sochcasters, that networking is very important. It gives you more confidence. You're able to perform more with your community building skills, like you mentioned.
Right. Exactly. What I would also like to do on my podcast is invite people to tell what stories they like, or if they've written Urdu stories, I would like to encourage them to send in their work to me so that I can, you know, make an episode out of that. So that in a way, those stories are also encouraged. Urdu writing is encouraged. Urdu writers are inspired to do it more. So the whole idea is not self-growth, but growing as a community. So if you, I would sort of, through this platform, like to invite a lot of people who write stories to send in. I'm open to, I do not want to just read out the best stories written by the phenomenal writers in Urdu literature, but I would like to read yours because I believe that's equally phenomenal. And let's just have a conversation.
For all the people that are tuning in or listening to this later on, please reach out to Tokia. I will leave her Instagram handle, her show, listen to it, consume it, reach out to her.
Thank you so much.
What are some mistakes you have made, you know, whether it's with your show or, you know, like producing or creativity? Like, for example, mine is I sit on an idea for a very long time out of the whole house,
okay,
and you execute it very well. Not knowing the fact that if I started, maybe it might, you know, kind of motivate me more. That's my mistake that I want to do with Sochcasting.
So, I believe that I spent a lot of time in actually selecting a story, okay? And as I previously said, consistency is what is needed. You select, if you just do not get the best story that you wanted, just select a good story and read it out. Maybe the next time you'll get the story that you want, but at least there is some content that people can consume. That there is some content that people have consistently, periodically, that is. So that's the key, and I would like to make it better, and that's what I'm doing now. So I'm not in the hunt of getting the world-class story or the best story according to me. Just a very good story is what I want. Thank you. And another thing is, what I have seen in my personal journey, that how I have improved in the rendition of Urdu. So Urdu mein, I was always interested, and I sort of had that technique to pronounce every letter in Urdu language. Like ka, kha, gha. These are all letters hote hain Urdu language mein, because of my Arabic and Urdu experience. And that my mother also taught us Urdu to read and write. I just easily pronounced these very, very difficult letters or pronunciations. But I hadn't had a lot of practice in rendering those stories in the correct, you know, way. So this has helped me, and I think
to justice to the sentence, you know, it sounds
exactly. Abhi, now that I'm 6 episodes old, I really feel there's a huge improvement in my skill set as well, and that's the great takeaway. So that's the great takeaway, and that's also what keeps me going, keeps me motivated, because I'm A, closer to my mother's language, B, getting better at it with every episode, and C, getting to know more with, you know, because of the research in every episode.
I love this. Wanted to know if you have to sum up your, you know, show in 3 words, what would those 3 words be?
That's a beautiful question, but I would not use 3 words. I would say a share for this. Allama Iqbal, or Dr. Iqbal, is just a world famous and exceptional poet, and he's inspired hundreds and thousands of people. And what he says is, Sitaron se aage jahan aur bhi hai. By the way, this share has been used in Bollywood movies a lot. So the share goes, Sitaron se aage jahan aur bhi hai. Sitaron se aage jahan aur bhi hai. Abhi ishq ke imtihan aur bhi hai. That means there is so much that I have to learn, and I will keep going in this. Yeah.
I love this. I, of course, want to say thank you for this Instagram live. Wanted to know, when is your next episode's coming out? Where can Sochcasters find you on your social handles?
All right, so my I'm on Instagram as Faukia Wajid, simply that, and then on Sochcast my show is called Aao Sune. That also is pretty simple. And then my stories, the next story will be live, and that is called Baba Noor. So the story about this beautiful, humble old man, and how he sort of interacts with the world, and how people laugh at him, but he just laughs and just moves ahead. Humility and beauty is seen in that story. So yeah, please listen to my next episode. I really would love to get to know your inputs, your comments, and would like to improve. And if you write something, please do send it to me. on my email address, or just DM me on my Instagram.
Love what you're doing. Continue encouraging this Urdu community. Thank you for being a part of the Sochcast community, because we always like to remind all the listeners, it's our creators that make our platform. So thank you for being a part of our family.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. See ya.
Evening. Happy Wednesday.